Welcome to a special Devonport Cup edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, tasracing.com.au, and I'm talking to trainer Bill Ryan about his sole runner in the race, the top weight, Speed Force. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thanks, Peter.
Well, Speed Force, a lot of people were a little bit confused with him being an acceptor for the Devonport Cup, considering he was running in the Wait for Ace Tasmanian Stakes in Launceston last Saturday night. But that was always the plan for you, and give me your thoughts behind it.
Well, my thoughts behind it were that his previous run was over 1,400 in the Conquering. And if I bypassed the 1600 last Saturday, when he had to jump from the 14 to the 1800 at Devonport, and given that he's only had two prior runs leading up to the Devonport Cup, and I thought it was asking the horse too much fitness-wise, so I elected to run him in the mile race and then back him up in the Cup on Monday, provided he pulled up well.
And he has pulled up well?
Pulled up an absolute treat. Given that he hardly had a run, you know, he was boxed in, never really got out until well into the straight, so he's basically only sprinted up the last 300 metres.
Well, that first up win on the 20th of November, he had a trial going into that race, but that was in an open handicap, and Brendan rode him that day. He beats the tackler and Speed on over, won by almost a length. That was the indication that you really had him back to where you needed to be?
Well, I thought he'd come back better than ever. Going off that run,
Well, he went into the Conquering Stakes to Wait for Age, and look, he was 7th of 10 but only beaten 1.8 lengths, so it was still a good run considering the sort of checkered passage that he had. But on Saturday night, behind Mandela Effect, he was doing his best work at the business end of that race. Is that what you wanted to see going into this Devonport Cup?
Certainly was, yeah. Wanted to see him, finishing the race off hard. Didn't expect him to get boxed up like he did the previous run. It was almost a carbon copy of the Conquering. But having said that, the upside of that is that he didn't win the race, so he didn't get a penalty. So now he's on a winnable weight.
All right, so he goes into the race, as far as you're concerned, in tip-top order. The weight's not going to bother him. He's got a terrific barrier four, so Brendan will be able to probably slot him wherever he wants.
Hopefully, we'll leave that up to the boss,
All right, well, the boss being Brendan McCool. All right, Bill, you've never won a Devonport Cup?
No, I should have done that, but there you go.
All right, maybe this year could be your year, 2020. All the best with Speed Force, the top weight, in this year's Ladbrokes Devonport Cup.
Thanks, Peter.